Greetings, everybody. You are listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcelo, and I'm here with my friend Audra. I decided to do an interview with Audra because both of us are Wi-Fi refugees, for lack of a better way to say this. We're both extremely sensitive to wireless radiation and very knowledgeable about what the radiation is doing. So I thought it'd be good just to kind of shoot the shit about our experiences together so that people can get a full-on impression of what it's like to be in this condition, in this civilization, surrounded by this much radiation that we can't get away from unless we're working very hard to do so. So, Audra, I want to welcome you and thank you for your willingness to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity to share and hopefully help others who aren't sure that this is what might be happening to them, because I attribute your education as part of how I recognized that this is what was happening in my life. And when I had the smart meter installed, when the electric company put it on my home, and I fell ill 3 months on the couch with fevers and coughing, dry cough, you were the one that said, I think you might have electrohypersensitivity. And I was like, oh, what's that? So then that led me into a whole education on what's going on.
You know, if I remember correctly, I was extremely sick in 2018 and sent out a few emails. And I said to people, my health is deteriorating. This is what's happening. I'm sure it's the smart meter. I'm sure it's the solar system. And you wrote back and said, oh my God, I think this is what's happening to me. That's how you realized, was by me sharing how sick I'm getting and you recognizing your symptoms were very much related to mine.
right. I mean, we had a little bit of difference. Yours, I guess they say that the sensitivity goes to the weakest part of your system. So yours was more like, if I'm not mistaken, more heart palpitations or feelings of that. And mine was more just, you know, manifestations and, you know, foggy thinking and, I had hearing difficulties. That was one of the first things, is I heard this helicopter noise in my right ear. And I went to an audiologist and they tested my hearing, and I lost 50% of the hearing in my left ear, which I thought was really strange. I had no, you know, and of course I held the Nokia cell phone, which, you know, come to find out was the most powerful cell phone radiation before they started regulating how much could come out of a phone. And that was the phone that I held on my head for years.
And you lost your hearing in that ear as a result.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's from that. Of course, the audiologist said, oh, you probably had a virus. And now I don't even believe viruses exist. So that's not, to me, that couldn't be the cause of something going on like that. Yeah.
Viruses don't exist, and they've used that to cover up the sickness, radiation sickness. Mm-hmm. So you're reminding me that when I collapsed, my ears were screaming. My right ear was screaming with tinnitus that I didn't sleep for like 5 days. My immune system was trashed at this point from a lack of sleep because there was so much noise. My heart was going crazy. I was running a low grade temperature for days. My body had just given up trying to repair and recover. It had just completely given up the whole scene, and I couldn't even walk from my bed to the bathroom to go to the bathroom without collapsing. That is how weak I became, and I never ever want to feel that again. Like, never ever do I want to experience that again. I came damn close with the shedding experience from my chiropractor last year. Like, I was really sick again. But there's so many different types of symptoms that people experience, because like you said, everybody's body is different and everybody's experience is different. And people just need to realize, hey, these symptoms I'm feeling, headaches, a stroke, heart problems, digestive problems, skin rashes. I'm trying to think, blood clots for sure. You got balance problems, you got tinnitus, you got sleep issues, depression, anxiety. All of these things are connected to the wireless grid. And once, this is what I think, and you may have a different perspective, Audra, but once your body reaches saturation, in other words, your body's been working for 15, 20 years, maybe a little longer, trying to repair, trying to repair, trying to repair the radiation damage, then your body says, I'm done. I can't repair anymore. I'm collapsing now. I'm toast, and multiple symptoms or a very severe disease will erupt, and that's it.
I'm grateful that I got those signs before, and also before a total collapse, but I was in the fetal position, shaking on the ground, unable to sleep with convulsions. And I'll never forget that feeling. And then I watched the movie Afflicted because my daughter then said, Mom, I just watched this documentary. And one of the things was this electrohypersensitivity. And they showed people in West Virginia. And I was like, Well, I have to go. I have to see what it's like to not be in a cell phone tower situation. And I felt so much better. The tinnitus lessened almost immediately. And then no convulsions. And so then I just prayed that I could get some property in that area. And I detoxed for probably about 6 months, but 4 to 6 weeks, I had pain in my abdominal region. That was gone in about 6 to 8 weeks. All of my symptoms just slowly started going away at the more time that I spent there. And then when I detoxed the heavy metals from my system, that's when I took a huge leap. Where when I would go into town to shop and I would go past a cell phone tower, I didn't feel like a wave in the ocean was knocking me over. I was able to tolerate it better. So it may have a lot to do with my career as a dental hygienist, where I had heavy metals, mercury and cadmium I was exposed to in my profession. It just sent me over the edge. But I think, yeah, it's all these symptoms, our own government with the Zori Glazer study, 200 different illnesses were recognized, and our government covered that up, and didn't release the study for years because they know what they've been doing. Even, I read The Body Electric and Cross Currents and Going Somewhere, all of these books explaining that, since the 1970s in Congress, they were testifying. Robert O. Becker testified to the magnetic field coming from these high tension wires. And I was exposed to one. I was earthing practically underneath one of these wires.
Not
And
good.
every night at 3 in the morning, I would be woken up with my feet were on fire. I was literally getting burned with the ground current that comes from the towers. I'm told I had a professional, come to the house, and he said that current goes under the ground to the substation. And there I was thinking I was benefiting myself with earthing. You have to be very careful where you're doing that.
This is
And
what
then I
sorry.
dehydrated so much that I blew a disc in my back, and I had all these gallbladder issues. I mean, all these people are getting their gallbladder out. These gallstones, I think, have a lot to do with, this dehydration from the magnetic fields and what's happening with the smart meters, in addition to the wiring errors. I had 11 wiring errors in my home that I didn't know about. And then when those were corrected, I felt so much better when I got rid of all the wireless in my home. That's when I started to improve. But until then, it was bad. It was really bad. I was really sick.
Just to back up, for people that don't know about Green Bank, West Virginia, that is one place in the United States that does not have cell towers. They're not allowed there, and the reason for that is because they have a huge satellite. I don't know what exactly what they're doing with that satellite dish, but the cell towers would obviously interfere with the satellite communications. So they're not allowed in Green Bank, and that's where many sick people go. I know I went there also, but I did not feel good there at all. So I tried three times to remain there, but that was obviously not the right place for me. But Audra had a positive experience, and some people do have a positive experience in Green Bank. Some people don't. And what you just said regarding where people are earthing, I try to explain this to my students because they, some of them think they know a lot, right? And they're out there and they're earthing, and they're hearing that that's a good thing to do, and it would be a good thing to do if we were not changing the whole frequency of the earth itself with the electrical grid, and running these wires underneath the earth and completely shifting God's frequency of this planet.
And
And
it's happening from above and below.
yep.
What most people don't understand, I read it in one of the books. I can't remember which one. I think it was Cross Currents, where they talked about the HAARP situation, these antenna arrays, and how the Navy takes these frequencies and bounces them into the Earth and back up. So some people are, I think, are feeling that. And supposedly in Green Bank, there's a military installation in Virginia that communicates through the ground. And I think some people feel that, and that's why they don't do well there.
Yeah,
It's possible.
we have to be aware that the military is also using their radar, and they have various bases all around the place. And all this weather that we're having, this is all connected to the technologies that are changing everything that's natural in our environment. One thing I want to really stress is that there are some people that will say things like, "Don't you think we have dominion over these energies? And don't you think we can control whether or not we get sick?" And, at some level, we probably can. I know I thought I was spiritually protected. I'm sure you did as well. I'm
I
sure.
did. I thought that for a while as well.
However, that's not how it played out in my life or Audra's life. We were not protected. And the other thing that really people need to be aware is when you say things like that, you're being a narcissist. Because basically what you're saying is, as long as I'm okay, it doesn't matter who I hurt or what I hurt. I'm going to continue using this because I've decided it doesn't harm me. And, even though I'm aware that it's harmful to the insects and the birds and the bees and the trees and the plants and the animals and my pets and my children, I'm still going to use it because, hey,
Everybody does
I'm
it.
not getting hurt, and it's only
Right.
weak people that get hurt.
And
So,
that's not the case. Every time you send, if you think about it, every time someone sends a text message, that radiation is permeating the environment and going through human beings, from tower to tower, and animals and plants. And, it's sick to do this to our world. It really is.
it's a mental illness. It's a spiritual illness that makes people think that it's okay because it's convenient for me. You know, it's really like, to me, it's so troubling because maybe most people don't look at the depth of the damage that they're doing. Maybe they don't want to acknowledge how much harm they're causing, but the fact is, they're causing harm. And all of us are causing harm if we're using these devices. It's got to end. People have to take responsibility. You know, somebody sent me something this morning, okay? Children's Health Defense, Robert Kennedy's website, sent out an article about an autism tsunami. Now, Children's Health Defense will always blame it on the vaccines. Okay. The fact is, the vaccines are about this much of the problem. Okay. The major source of the problem is radiation. It is radiation that is causing the genetic damage. The genetic damage is being laid in the womb by parental use of wireless devices and parental willingness to go to the medical establishment and have their babies irradiated with ultrasound when they're in the womb. So the genetic damage is happening in the womb. The brain damage is happening in the womb. The organ damage is happening in the womb. The neurological damage is happening in the womb, and the reproductive harm is
And the
happening in the
spiritual harm.
And exactly. Say more about that.
Well, Denise awakened me to a study that was done about homeopathy was the test. And the results are very troubling. These people who have the children who have been irradiated by this ultrasound are disconnected from source. They're purposefully being manipulated in the womb. And we wonder why these, I don't know if it's just left us, but that mentality is permeating our culture. And it's happening because of the radiation that they're being exposed to. They're rejecting spirituality and our connection with the planet. And you would think that left-leaning liberals would be, of the ilk of the hippies and stuff, but they're just as sucked in to the commercialism and, being influenced online to buy things, this commercial system that's here. They're not connected to like the real results of their consumerism.
You know, I want to back up to the spiritual part and the homeopathic study. I did interview Dr. Roland Gunther, who did this study. He created, basically, he exposed water to ultrasound. Okay. And he gave that as a homeopathic to several adults. And in this study, the adults described their experience after taking this remedy made from water that was exposed to ultrasound. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. Audrey, can you see that?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. So that means the people watching can also see it. So I'm just going to read you a couple of things. This is from a class I taught yesterday. Everybody felt warm. Or even hot. And of course, that's going to be the case because you're being irradiated. You're being burned and cooked when you're exposed to ultrasound and wireless devices. A burning emptiness and nausea was felt in the stomach. Even bones were affected with emptiness. My bones feel as if they had holes. So I want people to understand that bones, because of their crystalline nature, absorb radiation heat. So the bones can really heat up and cook the brain. The skull heats up and cooks the brain matter such that the brains of the children are literally shriveling up like bacon. This is what they're finding. Okay. A fine tremor of hands was noticed. An uncomfortable vibration permeated the whole body because you are being electroshock tortured. Okay. It was described as shivers, as vibration, or as a buzz, an electrical buzz that so many people who are sensitive feel this chronic buzz, this electrical sensation in their bodies. Okay. Another person says, in my core, there is usually a quiet place of peace and safety. This peaceful core of stillness is destroyed here. A dark force is penetrating me. Keep in mind, these are adults talking who simply took a remedy made of water that was exposed to ultrasound. These are not babies that were literally exposed, okay, to the ray. But this is exactly what the babies are going to be experiencing, and even worse. Somebody else says, I am in the highest peak of the cathedral floating. This means the spirit left the body. This means the soul has dissociated from the body. This is a person speaking of dissociation, just as babies will dissociate while they're in the womb because of the intense trauma that they're being forced to endure. This person says, I am being pushed up against the ceiling. I need to get out. I need to get higher. She wanted to get further away. Okay. Another says, I have a great sense of vulnerability and I feel helpless. Another says, I feel totally helpless. I cannot do anything about what is happening to me. I want you to put yourself, all of you, in the position of a developing baby who has no choice, who can't get out of the womb unless they go through the whole miscarriage process. They're trapped. And it's the parents' fault for saying yes to this and for doing zero research. I want to disconnect, to curl up into a ball tighter and tighter in order to keep the light. This is a Luciferian light and the noise out because it's really loud. Participants expressed that the destruction of the inner space of darkness, stillness, and safety felt as if it could not be healed again. The space was destroyed irreversibly.
Outrageous.
It's so unbelievable. This energy creates fear. I hear children screaming in silence. Something seems to have entered our being and altered us. I will never be the same again. I will never be myself. You see a screen image without a soul. This is how a soul is taken, the heart of a living being sacrificed on the altar of technology. And I'll just go on to this slide because this woman is doing irreparable harm to her developing baby by using a cell phone and by exposing that baby to ultrasound.
And that's what's happening to adults as well. Whenever they look at the, there's so many people being diagnosed with osteoporosis. I think the radiation is affecting the crystals in the bones, and they're unable to stay strong in this environment. I had temperature dysregulation, just extremes in hot and cold and hot and cold when they put the smart meter on the house. I mean, fever, like sweating and then freezing cold, chills, shivers, same thing that these people experience. So I don't think it's just from ultrasound. I think it's just, radiation in general is doing this to everybody. And I feel blessed. I feel blessed that I feel like this illness is a gift. That I was able to recognize what was happening before I ended up with leukemia, like my brother, who just has no concept that the Wi-Fi router that he has sitting right beside him Even when I shared with my Sight and Sound Pro 2, look, here's the radiation that's coming out in your environment, and he refuses to stop using the technology and just get hardwired. It's not that difficult.
No, it's actually quite
Nobody
easy.
needs Wi-Fi. Say again.
It's actually quite easy to switch over to wired internet, but people, we talked about this in the class yesterday. It really is as if there's an entity in the device itself that keeps people hooked to it, keeps calling you. Come, look at me, interact with me. You put your energy toward me. Give me your energy. It's feeding off of human.
Exactly.
And
That's
like
what's
you,
happening.
go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I was having dinner with my stepdaughter's boyfriend, and he got that feeling. This was back in 2017, that they were harvesting our energy, that there was a loop. It wasn't just that we were, absorbing, but that they were actually benefiting from this energy loop that was created.
I don't know exactly how they're doing it, but I do know that when we are exposed to these lab-created frequencies, these are not natural frequencies, our cells are made up of atoms, and those atoms become electrically imbalanced. In other words, the electrons get knocked out of their orbits, and the electrons get knocked out of the atom. And somehow they're harvesting. They call these electrons liberated electrons. They've been liberated from their original organized fashion. Everything's become chaotic. And so they're somehow harvesting those liberated electrons. And they're also harvesting, we emit radiation as our body is trying to recover. As the atoms are trying to restore themselves to their original balanced state, they emit radiation in their frantic efforts. Okay, and that's what's being harvested is the radiation and these quote unquote liberated electrons and recycled through all the devices so that it can ricochet out in all directions, causing more trauma. More liberated electrons, right? More radiation, which they then refer to as free energy. Yes? This is all in my ultrasound book, by the way. And as you mentioned earlier, Audra, the radiation goes through us to other things. We're being used as a transmission station, a relay station. Our bodies are relay stations for the energy, quite literally. So, as it passes through us, it gains momentum, more trauma, right? More liberated electrons, whatever. And then it goes out to fuck up. Excuse my mouth. There's no other way for me to talk about this. It goes out to do more harm to everything that is around us. That's how it works. We are being used to create havoc with all living things in our world. You know, there's one story I told about this Israeli who created these devices that you can plug into people's veins. And you can use the energy that's moving through the blood to power other things. These creatures are such vampires, vampires of energy, because when you're disconnected from God, which is what evil is, basically, right? It's a disconnection from God. You have to find a way to vampire energy from those who are still connected in
And
order.
that was one thing that I noticed right away in Green Bank, is that my connection to source, the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, I just felt like my prayers were magnified in that environment where I wasn't being attacked. It just was incredible. Like I would just put something out that, in prayer, and boom, the next day it would happen.
It would manifest.
It would just manifest like so quickly. And I think that's a big part of it, is blocking our connection,
Yeah.
spiritually.
Well, that's part of the idea behind this, is to prevent us from accessing communications, frequencies, information from our source, to block that, to block the transmissions back and forth.
I think that we would have more what some people call superpowers manifesting right now if this wasn't in our environment. Our species would be able to make a greater leap than it ever has. I think that, humanity was ready to start doing that. And there's still a lot of people who are, helping that to happen, but this is powerful stuff. If people are sick with cancer, I mean, how can they benefit humanity with their gifts if they're
They
taken
can't.
out?
They're gonna
They
die.
can't.
They're gonna
They're
die.
gonna die.
And they've killed themselves. I'm thinking specifically of a person that I was not re pretty recently in communication with, who very attached to his phone, like ridiculous attached to his phone. And he had all kinds of symptoms. He was going blind, diabetes, I won't go into it too much, but I'm like, dude, this is all symptoms of radiation sickness. And when you get to a certain point of addiction, he didn't care. He didn't care if his whole body breaks down as long as he's got his phone.
Wow.
You know what I mean? This is really what's how people, the point that people get to.
Well, they're in denial, and or even if they do learn about it, they think that their benefits outweigh any negative. Like there's all kinds of ways to rationalize using these devices. All I know is when I stopped holding an iPad on my gut, I stopped having leaky gut issues. I was holding that radiation emitting 3G. Oh, it was so awesome to have, the power of the internet right there on my lap, and took it away, stopped using that in that manner, and I didn't have, digestion issues anymore. I mean, it's just.
This is a very good point, Audra. So the leaky gut stuff. Okay, we know that the radiation causes holes in the blood-brain barrier. We know that that's what it does. In fact, the medical establishment uses it specifically. Ultrasonic beams, in particular, they'll direct at the blood-brain barrier to blow holes in the blood-brain barrier so that they can deliver some noxious poison indirectly into the brain. Allegedly, this is for people's health, right? If you have a brain tumor, we can shoot some poison right in there by opening. So it makes sense that it would also be blowing holes in the gut lining, and that this is what would be causing leaky gut. This makes absolute, thank you for that, because I
And you
have.
think, and that these people think that changing their diet is going to solve the problem. I mean, it'll help with the symptoms, but it's not going to solve the problem until you get rid of holding a laptop with Bluetooth and Wi-Fi right in front of your abdomen
Well, your pregnant belly,
or a pregnant belly.
doing to your baby. It's still, when I think about that particular thing, when my niece was pregnant, she was holding that phone right on top of her pregnant belly. I said, you're really hurting your baby when you do that. And my brother, it's his daughter, I turned around and says, why don't you just leave her alone? Of course, this is the same young woman. We got to understand that young people are severely mind controlled. Okay, she's a good person, but this is the same woman that didn't listen to me about circumcision either, and went and circumcised her first baby. I don't know about the second one because I'm no longer in communication with her for calling her out on the circumcision of the first one. So these young people are causing severe harm to their children. And we are at a place right now where bloodlines are going to come to an end because people would rather have their cell phones than have their children have children. We know it causes infertility, right?
He brought up a good point too, about familial, relationships. A lot of people suffer in their relationships as part of this illness. People don't believe us. People don't, think that we're the sick ones, we're the weak ones, like you said earlier. And that is just not the case. I'm sorry, but we're here to give a message. We're the canaries in the coal mine to give a message to humanity that there is a problem. And I don't know why my body, there could be a lot of reasons, was more sensitive, but I'm grateful. I got out of it. Do my best to stay out of it. But I do have devices right now that I shouldn't have. Cannot wait until I'm settled down. I've lost my husband over it. I've lost, family. They just don't believe me. It's awful. My own brother is sick. He's had a couple of these stem cell transplants because of the leukemia. I mean, when are people going to wake up that this is what's happening? It's so sad.
I know I talked to my dad last night. My mother, of course, she passed last August, and I don't really want to go into it too badly, but when I was living in the house with my mother, I got all the radiation out of the house, of course, and my stepfather and my mother and myself all got better. All three of us were very, very sick. So everybody got better, but as soon as I left, my sister came in and put all the devices back in. My mother wanted her to, and my stepdad, they wanted their devices. My stepdad was dead in 6 months. My mother was dead not too long after that. It was in a year. And now my biological father, when I talk to him, he's got several different kinds of symptoms. And yesterday he was saying what a bad headache he has. And I worry, that one of these days it's just going to be you're done. You get these headaches. Your blood vessels constrict when they're exposed to these frequencies because of the trauma that your body is under. And so your brain is not getting enough oxygen or blood because of the constriction in the blood vessels. And so you're going to get headaches, and then you're going to have a stroke because your body just can't take it anymore. And then you could be dead or paralyzed or whatever. And all this because we wanted to remain in denial about the fact that these devices are causing these problems. But I worry, that any day it's going to be, they're jabbed too. The family members are jabbed. So any day it could be just, they're done. They're done. They got technology in their body, they get technology all around them. How long can people can people keep going? And the other end of this is it's spiritual. Like you said, okay? We have to make a choice. If we it's like you just said you still have devices. There's a place where you're sitting on the fence. You know what I'm saying? Like I've got my one leg in the Luciferian world and one leg in the world of our creator. And I've made a choice that my whole body, my whole way of life, my whole being is in the creator's world. I'm not. I reject at the firmest level of possibility everything that has to do with the Luciferian world. I mean, everything. Even to the extreme of having a tooth extracted with no anesthetic, because I did not want technology to be injected into my body. And this is what I think we have to come to. Like we're at a crossroads. And which way are we going to go? Which path are we going to take? If we stay straddling, then the awakening will happen much more, awakening will happen much more slower for us, right? Because we're still hooked in to the Luciferian world. And I think
I
that's
think that's what the Hawaiian people, I told you about the PDF document I found online, that they had said no to 5G, that it wasn't going to go into their town. And then a couple months later, there were all these fires. I really believe that there's the possibility that that was part of it.
in
These people
Lahaina, you're talking about?
connected. Yeah, they were connected spiritually to the land, and we're not going to allow this radiation onto their island. And then, boom.
Yeah, that could have been part of it, that the native people didn't want 5G. The native people were not selling their land to the Jewish vampires, which really pissed them off also. The native Hawaiians held on, for a long time until they were blown to bits by the very same creatures that created the technologies that people so willingly embrace in their lives. And this is something that has to change, friends. You have to, all of us, in the email I got this morning about ultrasound, they're like blaming the Jews, right, for the autism epidemic. And I'm like, look, okay, the Jews created the vaccines, they created the ultrasound, they created the wireless grid. Yes, they did. And what's our part?
Yeah, we're still, we're still using it.
What is our responsibility? When do we step up and say, okay, I did this, I'm going to stop doing this now because I don't want to contribute to the Luciferian agenda. I don't want to be one with the Jews. I don't want to be one with their tech. I don't want to be one with their smart cities. I don't want to be part of it. I'm choosing God's path. This is the split that people are talking about, except
And this
everybody.
is what people have to recognize. I mean, I talked to a financial advisor once when I thought I was going to get this, big divorce settlement, right? And I said, well, if I invest in this situation, where's the money going? Well, nobody ever asked that question before. I'm like, well, is it going to Google and Apple and to Verizon? And this is what people need to think about. Like, you have a 401k. I rejected that from the beginning. When that came out, my employer said, oh, we'll contribute part and you contribute part and you'll be invested and you'll make all kinds of money. I was like, wait a minute, hold up. This doesn't sound right. I have no control where my money is going. And this people don't care that they're invested in their own murders. With this radiation, you have a 401k, you're invested in Verizon. Wake up.
I never knew what a 401k was invested in. I had no way of knowing that. It just seemed like a savings account of some kind when this is many, many years ago. I mean, I left the corporate world in 95. So it's been many, many years of being out of it. But I had no idea, of what you just said, that the 401ks are investing in things like Verizon. These are more choices that people are making so that they can have money, right? How do we generate money being on the path of God's good? What is our purpose here? What did we come here to do? These are questions I don't think most people can answer because they're hooked into the Luciferian realm and they can't connect with their purpose. They can't even connect with their essence because they're constantly, being like electrified. This is what's going on. Like, oh my God, who am I? I got all this energy and I got to stay busy all the time and I can't sit down and I can't. On the other end of the spectrum is I can't stand being busy. It's driving me crazy. this past month and a half with all of the chronic busyness. Because I'm not chronically electrified, you know, I'm not in it. And the whole energy of it is having to go to town and try to prepare for this major event that's going to happen on April 8th that didn't happen, you know, and having to do this and this and this and this. Oh, I don't know how people can stand it, the chronic busyness and the chronic scrolling and, you know, looking for things and doing multiple things and traveling here and traveling there. And all I want to do is like be with my plants and be with my cat and be outside listening to the birds and just sit and meditate, for lack of a better word, just sit and contemplate and listen and tune in for the guidance about what I am needing to do next.
Exactly.
Most people can't do it. They can't
No,
just.
most people can. I taught yoga. I taught meditation. Class of 25 people, I would say maybe one could actually stop for 15 minutes at the end of the asanas to breathe and just meditate and be. People don't know how to just be. And not think. They just don't, they
Or
can't
just
do
think your own thoughts instead of
it.
chronically being hooked in to these devices, you know what I'm saying? And having other people's thoughts coming at you all the time, other people's ideas and beliefs and, you know, what they're focused on. I know I go through my email. I'm not on social media anymore, but the overwhelming majority of it gets deleted because I don't want to focus on this. You know, there's a very
Yeah.
limited. Very limited things that I'm willing to put my attention on at this point, because it's overwhelming the darkness. You know, it's overwhelming the evil. It's overwhelming talking about politics. Who gives a shit about Trump? Who gives a shit about Satan Yahoo? I don't even want to pay attention to what's going on in Gaza, because what if it's all theater? Who
Possibly.
knows? Who knows? And we're all invested in this. You know, we're all not paying attention to any transmissions that are possibly trying to get through to us from our source about what would be best for us to do next. And moreover, and more importantly, how can we contribute to the evolution of this world? How can we contribute to the betterment of our people and this earth? What can we do? What
And
are
people
we?
wonder, right, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Well, you have to sit still and listen to the divine give you the message.
There's never
And
going to be another one of you. You
I
know what I mean? I mean, you are you, and I am what I was meant to be, even if people don't like it. God freaking loves it, okay? God, you are you, and you need to figure out what you agreed to do before you came here. Why did you come here? What did you come here for? You didn't just come here to have a good time. You didn't come here to suffer and struggle. I mean, you came here to fulfill something, you know, to bring something to our world. And people need to get on this because now's the time, right? The world is changing. We're moving in. Those who are supposed to be moving into the new earth are moving there right now. But we need to be taking the space to listen.
listen to people like you and I that have
Amen.
been injured by this grid. It's self-defense, you know, but it's very difficult when you have to isolate yourself from the world and other people. I mean, I couldn't even have friends come over to my house because they refused to leave their devices at the door.
I won't let them in.
Right. And I did the same thing. And
happening.
it becomes a certain point where you're like, okay, well, I guess you're not coming over
That's it.
because I'm not gonna let you assault me. It's assault.
Exactly. You're endangering other people's lives. You know, it is hard. It's really like we're going to a workshop this coming week to learn how to build natural homes. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay there because I'm a, you know, we'll ask people if they're willing to turn their phones off while we're at the workshop. What are the chances that they're going to say yes?
Pretty low, but I'm just gonna pray that
It
that
would
they
be.
will have openness and we can take our meters and show them. Part of it is education, showing them the difference with the phone on, with the phone off, how much radiation is coming out of it. And when I find that when I educate people in a kind way, that they start to see this is a problem.
And some of them may cooperate.
And I'm praying that they do, that they'll cooperate and
Yeah.
shut them off or put them in their cars or whatever.
This is really, you know, the first event that I'm going to in probably the past 6 years, where I'm going to be around other people all day, you know, for any length of time. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay. We're going to see. I'm certainly not willing to risk my health in order to learn this information. That's not something I'm willing to do. So, but it is outside, which will help, and maybe these people will be good. It's terrible. I know my sister had said to me at one point, "You just don't want to be around other people. That's why you've made up this." You know, man, I used to be so social. I was a drummer, you know, going to drum circles all the time, and just loved being with friends. And I
I
can't.
was going to museums and, you know, doing all these, going to concerts and the symphony and, you know, all of this stuff. And I can't do it anymore.
Even going out for a meal, it's like I don't even want to do it. I don't want to go to these restaurants where there's Wi-Fi and everybody's using their phones. And it really is isolating. It is alienating. And it's not right. People should not have permission to use devices that are harming other people or other living things. This is just, it's just totally satanic from start to finish. We have to stop this, you know, so that Janice can start drumming again and
Where's
start.
my drum? I do too. I want to be with people and have a you know, jam with my bear on and whatever. But it's just I haven't even sought it out because you know what's going to happen, right? There's going to be 20 people with cell phones, and you'll be in an environment where there's fluorescent lights and, you know, I was sensitive to that sort of thing ever since I was a child. I don't know about you, but just going shopping, and I remember Kmart. I remember going to Kmart and they had the big fluorescent lights. And I got sick at the stomach even as a young child. In grade school, I would get nosebleeds
Wow.
all the time in school. So, you know, I'm not, did you have that experience where
I did
even,
not. No, I don't
yeah.
recall. I don't recall. I mean, I was always sensitive to the Wi-Fi because I can remember I started using it in 2011, and there'd be times when I would just like overheat and have so much electrical energy that I would just have to get this freaking thing off my lap, you know, and push it away. And at some point, I stopped ever putting the phone near my head. I always had it on speaker and put it over, you know, away from me. Of course, you can't get away from it when you are sleeping on the other side of a cordless decked phone and you got people underneath you that have a Wi-Fi router and a cordless printer and an iPad and, you know.
And people don't understand how far these devices reach. You know, even in Green Bank, where this was no cell phone tower area, I would, you know, I had a cell phone. And I would put on, you know, look for Wi-Fi. And there were probably the average of 4 to 6 devices that would come up to connect to. I
See,
mean, this is far reaching into other people's environments, and it's not right. It's not
that was the
fair.
thing about Green Bank, because allegedly, people weren't allowed to have Wi-Fi. You could drive around there, everybody's got Wi-Fi. Even the house that I was staying in that allegedly was so clean, the neighbor's Wi-Fi was coming right in.
So I don't want people to think that if they're starting to feel drawn to go to that area, that it's the solution.
It's not.
Because you really have to seek out, like you have to camp in the national forest if you're going to get away from everything. That's the only way to do it. And
Well,
there are areas.
the other way to do it is how I've done it. Okay, you make up your mind. You're not willing to be exposed to this, and you create a living situation, as I have, where there's no cell towers within a 3 mile radius, no antennas, where you can get wired internet, and
And there are places all over,
no smart
right?
meter,
No
no
smart
smart
meter.
meter. You make up in your mind, this is what you want. And then you create it. And the universe, God responds, oh, my daughter wants to be part of my world. Let me support her in finding a place that is still part of that world. Even though the landlords suck, they are just hideous. Really, really not good people. Okay. But they're not here. They're somewhere else with all their devices. Okay. I'm here with none of it. So it is possible once you make up your mind, once you decide which world you want to be in. And of course, you have the power to create it. That is our power. We are creators of our reality. So I have to say, it's really nice having you here, Audra.
Thank you, Janice. It's been great
Because
being here.
I'm usually completely alone here. There are neighbors, which is great, but it's not the same as having somebody here that understands the Jewish issue, that's on the same page with the radiation issue, that has two really sweet little dogs that are making me happy. Also,
There's Tia, who's here.
hi
She's
guy,
chewing.
and Alfie must be in there somewhere too. So
Back
August.
out the corner.
Audra's in her RV.
Yep, and I have my canopy. That's the only way I can travel is to shield myself from the radiation.
With a Faraday canopy. So we're winding down here. I just want people to know, Audra doesn't have a website or anything. She's just a friend who's in a similar situation, and we wanted to share our hearts with you about the need. The heartfelt wish that people would change so that our world would be safe again. And you can find my work at birthofanewearth.com. I also have a Substack. I have two Substacks, birthofanewearth.substack.com, and also Janice Barcelo at Substack.com. If you'd like to learn more about me, please go there. In the meantime, I'll keep putting these weekly podcasts out so people can connect. And Audra, any last words before we close out?
No, I don't think so. Just thank you very much, and I'll just pray for humanity and continue to allow spirit to speak through me. I'd educate one person at a time. I'm not comfortable being online and as much as you are, that's for sure. Just do it one person at a time. Show them the leader, help them
I'm
to
an
see.
ex-college teacher, so I prefer to teach groups. It goes a lot faster this way when you have a group of people that are listening, so you don't have to keep repeating over and over again, even though I do tend to repeat myself on this issue because I feel so desperately the need to have people make the shift. In any event, much love to everybody listening, to everybody at RBN, and everybody subscribe to my Substack. I'll be back again next week. And thank you, Audra. Thanks to everybody. Thank you, Creator. Thank you for creating us and for allowing us to be part of your magnificent world. We love you so much, Creator. Okay. Bye for now, everybody.